And they have ruled ever since they were created in Genesis 6, before the flood. And then within 100 years after the flood, and before the people of Babel have their languages confused and are dispersed. And so Babel happens about 101 years after, I guess that's more specific than about, but biblically 101 years after the flood, if you do the dating down to Peleg. And so there's 100 years between then where giants are recreated or they've survived and they're repopulating, whatever your belief is on that. But the thing is, both in the Bible and in all cultures around the world, they show up again after the flood, this time being created by offspring gods. So, for example, most people might be familiar with Gilgamesh. And this is a Gilgamesh that's I'm going to talk about, which is after the flood, as opposed to one that was before the flood that was recorded in the Enochian Book of Giants. How do we know there's a Gilgamesh after the flood? Because he is sixth generation after the flood in the king's list, son of Lugalbanda, king of Uruk, and Gilgamesh will be king of Uruk. And his father is Lugalbanda, which is a human male in this case, and a female goddess. And in polytheism, you have both the females and the males, more predominantly the males that are creating the giants. And so he is a demigod. He is two-thirds god, one-third human. He is recorded in the Ugaritic texts, which has the same accounting as the Sumerian text. And there's many varieties of the Sumerian text, but they're all consistent on the story, and they're all consistent on the dimensions of Gilgamesh after the flood, who is 11 cubits tall, and as a royal cubit, as Josephus talks about, would be 21 inches. He'd be 19 feet tall, would make him 7 feet wide. So he's bigger than Og. He's bigger than Goliath. Yeah. And he's a dark-haired giant.